Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Lateral Governance Working Group call on this Wednesday, June 11, 2014, at 2100 UTC. Attendance today are in the Spanish channel, Sergio Salinas Porto. On the English channel is Miran Behari and Dev Anand Silusing. Apologies from Olivier Kessler-Lebron. On staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Terry Agnew, and Susie Johnson. The interpreters for today's call will be Veronica and David. Thank you. Over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Susie. I am the chair of this governance working group of Lagralo, which mission is to discuss the issues and matters related to our rules of procedures, metrics, and operating principles as well. In this call, we have different items to deal with. Firstly, the roll call, which was already done by Susie Johnson. And now, I would like to speak about the current situation or the status of the amendments of the operating principles. Then we will deal with the establishment of new metrics for this working group. And finally, we will see if there are any other business to deal with. So far, when we speak about the status of amendments of the operating principles, we need to perform an analysis to see what we have so far. We had some members of our region asking different questions regarding the timeline, and I believe that the timeline for our activities to reach to the Assembly, well, are not being followed. We will not be able to comply with those timelines. Today I had several meetings with different organizations and representatives to encourage them to read the proposal and make comments, and some of them have told me or requested me to have extra time to be able to read the proposals and discuss, because they're discussing those topics with their organizations. So they told me that they need more time. I would also like to mention that there is a rich participation for many components of the organization. For example, Dev has done an excellent work on different issues and topics. And I think it would be interesting that we may carry out an analysis so that we can discuss the different topics. This is important, so that we can have an approach during this call to our goals. So, firstly, I would like to welcome you all, and I would like to welcome Roosevelt. He has just joined the call, so welcome, Roosevelt. It's been ages that I haven't seen you, so I am really eager to see you in London. And I think our participation today is very important to discuss these topics that have caught our attention, and we also need to discuss metrics. Of course, I think we need further time to discuss metrics because it's a very important topic. But there are also other urgent topics as well, and I think these could be discussed because it deserves the time, so it's worth discussing all these topics. Now, I will give the floor to you. I don't know if anyone would like to make any comment, Dev, Nidan, or Roosevelt. So I will give you the floor. I am not on the AC room, so if you would like to make any comment or any suggestion, you have the floor. Thank you.
Well, this is Dave. I would like to take the floor.
Sergio speaking. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sergio. This is Dave Anand speaking. It does seem that I think what is happening is that everybody is so busy. A lot of the key members in Lakwalo are so busy, myself included, in preparing and doing activities for the Atlas II and for ICANN at large. So I think this is why there hasn't been that much attention being paid to this topic of the modifying the, you know, the issues regarding the operating principles and so forth. There's been lots of comments. I've posted quite a few replies to the proposals. I haven't really seen any response or direct response challenging it. I don't know if that means that people haven't read it yet or not. However, I'm certain many ELSs in the Caribbean have significant issues regarding and disagreement with some of the concepts of these of the proposals posted on the wiki, and there's been already some counter proposals that has been suggested. For example, I suggested harmonizing. Let's not do any radical changes now. Just let's harmonize the differences between the different language versions of our rules of procedure, so we can get that harmonized first, and then after discussion, look to modify other aspects of our operating documents. I think, though, but as you said, I don't think we can really even put anything for the General Assembly at this point, because it requires a certain time frame for any motions to be heard by any General Assembly. So the fact that this has not happened means that at least what we can do at the General Assembly is, I think, and perhaps ask some more direct questions with everybody in the room there regarding the governance, you know, why, for example, asking questions, why aren't you involved in Lakwalo, those type of things. Why aren't you attending the conference calls? And see whether we, from those answers and from the subsequent discussions, we can at least perhaps come up with the solutions to improve our participation. Regards to the participation aspect, I noticed neither Humberto or the persons who said that they'd be interested in doing the metrics hasn't contacted me, and they are not on the call, so I don't think any metrics are available at this point, unless, Sergio, you have heard something differently. So, I'm going to say for now, I'm incredibly busy, so I don't think I can do any metrics to have any report ready by in time for London. So, anyway, I'll stop now and see if anybody else has anything else to add. That's it.
Sorry, just speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I should say that I do agree with you in what you have said. We have plenty of activities, and of course we are very busy, and we are of course quite delayed with our proposals in terms of or related to this document and the discussions related to this document for the General Assembly. So I would like to suggest to generate or to set new timelines to make the commitment to keep on working. Perhaps we can meet twice or three times so as to be able to reach to a concrete point when it comes to the rules of procedure. So both of the problems we have had in our region are due to the fact that we do not have clear rules or understandable rules in the region. And we had many problems because of that. So I believe it is very important, and as I said at the very beginning, this is something important, and it has taken us a lot of time. So we can take a bit more time so as to have a good final result, a positive result. So that we can listen to others and take into account diversity. I'm not talking about geographical diversity, but I'm talking about diversity in terms of ideas. I think we need to take into account all these issues and to create dialogue among all the organizations that are part of the region. As you will say, Dev, the time will be after London, after the London meeting, and not now. I was thinking about this not long ago, and I realized that we are making big efforts to carry out all the activities that we need to do. We know that there are certain organizations that are approaching us. Some of them have come back. And I believe that there were certain organizations in the region that needed certain time to mature their situation or to mature, in fact. And these organizations are now concerned about participating, and they want to participate in the region. So that makes me very happy. So in that way, we can work all together, and perhaps our efforts, well, those efforts will be relieved in the future because there will be someone accompanying us in our work for the region. So everything is really worth. So I fully agree with what you have said. Of course, we have different topics and questions that we have been discussing. And we sometimes believe that we might take our own decisions. But of course, we take into account that this is a long way to go. And we can get to the middle of that path and see what to do. But what we need to realize, what we need to decide and see is what our expectations are and how we can complement our expectations. I have been reading all the proposals in detail, but as I said before at the beginning of this call, I had the opportunity of talking to different organizations. Today I have met more than 10 organizations, and I will meet the rest of the organizations during London. But I did it because I wanted to know about those organizations that were not able to participate or that were not in touch or that were not participated in the wiki. I wanted to know the reason for that. Many of them told me that they didn't know how to start. So this is a topic that we need to address. And perhaps what you are saying, that is to say the fact of having a kind of questionnaire, just to gather ideas together, perhaps we can have that kind of questionnaire where we can include or for the GA so that we can hear different voices. Perhaps we can take 15 or 20 minutes. We need to see the agenda and try to set that period. But perhaps we can devote a part of our agenda and certain time to that of that agenda during the GA to ask questions. Perhaps it's even better to listen rather than answering.
Mm-hmm.
So in my particular case, instead of discussing topics on the wiki, I wanted to know and I wanted to see all the comments. So this is an experience for everyone. And these are the rules that will guide us. So it would be very interesting that all those people may express their voices. Some of them will speak about the role of an ALAC member. Some of them will speak about their understanding of a matrix. But we will need to compile everything. And not everything will be included in the rules of procedures or in the bylaws. Of course, there will be things that need to be set aside, and that is our role. We have a role that is not quite nice because we will need to sum up certain concepts. And when we sum up, there are certain concepts that are not taken into account, but of course this is part of our work. So we need to present a proposal. It is our role presenting a proposal, and that proposal should be as comprehensive as possible. Of course, not everyone will agree, but we need to strike balance on that. So if you had just a little time, to perhaps send or circulate by email a questionnaire, we can create a questionnaire for the GA or create a dialogue with the GA so that the GA may express itself about certain topics, clear topics, and so that the members may give their opinions on certain topics.
Mm-hmm.
So this governance working group should focus on debate. It should discuss, take into account, and reflect on what is being said. And then the discuss will be carried out internally with the members. But for the sake of the rules, I think we should carry out this type of work. So, Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sergio. This is Dev Anand speaking. I think that's a good idea. So I think definitely it's also too late to really introduce any motions to change any rules of procedure at this point. But I think it's really important to really, because we'll be meeting face to face, we'll be seeing each other, and we can probably get to the heart of the issue of why people aren't participating in ICANN at large and LACRALO. It's more because I would roughly estimate also the 44, 45 at-large structures that we have in LACRALO. I would estimate that we have about 12 to 15 persons or ALS representatives really involved in ICANN at large. And by being involved, I'm not talking about voting, because apparently for voting, everybody is very involved. But and when it comes to the reason why we're here, that is to give input on ICANN policy issues, I would still say it's about 10 to 15 persons who are, actively in the various working groups, at large working groups, attending the ALAC calls and so forth. Personally, I think that actually this is a slight improvement because I'm seeing newer persons attending, like say the ALAC monthly calls and so forth. So even though it maybe can still be small compared to the entire membership of LACRALO, at least it's good to see that at least two persons attending. Or three persons attending the ALAC monthly call, excluding the ALAC members themselves. It's a good sign. And I noticed like this for between this year, we're seeing, perhaps I'm seeing probably more input being driven to comment on some of the policy issues. You know, so for example, the policy response to the technical liaison group, I believe something for Ganinet Mundial and so forth. So again, small steps, but all journeys begin with small steps. So I think the idea of a questionnaire, is a good one. It can't be too detailed. I mean, we probably have to limit it to, like, I don't know, two questions. And maybe we could just, and we can certainly propose that in the agenda for the General Assembly, because I think the agenda needs to be finalized 7 days before. So again, no particular motions to change anything, but really, let's have a dialogue. Let's come to our understanding, and more importantly, get to our understanding of each other, because I think you're right, Sergio. I think we don't understand each other, and I think that's really a challenge for us to, overcome. So perhaps one or two questions. I think there's a Lacroix monthly call on Monday. I'm not sure. Perhaps staff can confirm that. So I'll stop now.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. This is Sergio for the record. I'm not really sure if the meeting will be held. This is Silvia speaking now. No. Actually, that meeting for Monday has been cancelled, actually. I think we will have a London meeting. And so the meeting, the monthly meeting, actually, will be held in London. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. This clarifies a lot of items and just shows us directly that we need to prepare the questionnaire. I'm not really sure how many questions will this questionnaire include, but we need to take advantage of the fact that our dear President Alberto has just stepped in, and we can ask him if he can provide us with a few minutes on the assembly so that we can raise a number of questions. We need to define how many questions it should be. Perhaps not many, maybe two, three, or four questions, but not more than that. And we should listen to the different members and provide a limited amount of time for each of the members so that they can express themselves. And we should only listen. We should not reply. Silvia's telling me we have 3 hours, but if we can have a limited number of time, perhaps we could ask questions and listen to our colleagues in the region and have a more clear idea of what they actually mean. So this is what Dev and I are saying. We should prepare questions. I don't know really how many. Do you think 4 might be too much? Okay, so maybe 2? 2 questions? Dev, what do you think about that? Just say yes and no right there in the chat room. Okay, that's really nice. So 2. Okay, 2 at the most. We should decide then what these questions should deal with. And with these 2 questions, we should see what the assembly is saying. We should listen to our colleagues, define these 2 issues, and then this will provide us with a framework that we can move from there. If Alberto will allow us and give us a green light on that, he knows it more clearly. He knows what the times in the assembly are. So, Alberto, can you please take the floor now? Is Alberto in the call? Silvia, is Alberto in the call? This is Silvia speaking. I think he's only on the AC room, but if you allow me, right in front of me, I have the agenda for the General Assembly, and I can read the items one by one. First item is the Latin America strategy with Rodrigo de la Parra. 10 minutes. Then the second item is a discussion on the procedures to determine the way to reach consensus with respect of the opinion that ALEC has to certify an ALS, and this is 20 minutes. The third one is the procedure to see the way in which La Cruda will issue a statement on a certain issue, that's 10 minutes. Four, proposals for mechanisms on how to improve participation for an ALS and its members in La Cruda or in ICANN. This is a half hour. Then five, a proposal to uniform the reforms, the amendments for the rules of procedures in English and in Spanish. This is 25 minutes. And then the proposal to amend the operating principles for La Cruda. And so item five has 25 minutes, and I see an item 6 here. I see there is sufficient time then to analyze a little bit this questionnaire. So, of course, Alberto needs to confirm this, because this is just a draft for the agenda. But this is what we have been, what we have. This is what we posted on the wiki, and I am now posting it on the chat room right now. This is Sergio speaking. With what Silvia has just read, I think we have sufficient time to include it here. We need to be very strict with the time that each of the allotted, the time allotted for each of the members to speak. I know I myself speak a lot, but there are others who speak a lot, but they speak very slowly. So we will need, we will actually have some problems for everybody to express themselves. If we can have a very tight schedule on how to participate within the General Assembly, then we may be able to go further, but only that way. I'm not sure if you agree with me. It should be then just a few minutes, maybe 1 or 2 minutes. We need to think that on television, when somebody is being interviewed, they speak only for 3 minutes. So I would need to know if you agree with this.
Well, this is Dave.
Please go ahead, Deb.
Well, this is Dave. Thanks, Sylvia, for posting the link to the agenda. So it's at least item six, since there's not going to be any modifications as such, we can use that time for additional discussions and to give it and add it to one of the discussions about the various procedures. I suppose the procedure to improve participation of ALSs and in La Cruda and ICANN, we can dedicate the hour to it. The thing is, though, while I kind of understand the idea of having everybody want to speak, I mean, it will be at least 40 ALSs there. So even if you start start 2 minutes, that's like 18 minutes, and I think it just won't be practical, unfortunately. What can happen is that, and that's assuming everybody sticks to 2 minutes. If everybody starts talking for 3 minutes, that's 100. That's basically you take 3 hours, and that's the entire time we will use there. So. Well, perhaps what we can do is issue the questionnaire regarding, try to ask a question as to why, as an at-large structure representative, you are not participating, and maybe if enough persons respond, maybe the thing is to just allow persons to make these suggestions make the suggestions. make sure people agree with that or not agree with that. So we come up with the issues, and then from that we then try to have a discussion as what do you think are the solutions. That's my suggestion. Trying to have everybody speak, Sergio, would be just, I think it just may not be practical. It's just simply not practical, unfortunately. That's it.
This is Sergio speaking. I'm going to give the floor to Alberto, but I will ask you to let me say just something very briefly. I wonder, and I'm asking this question because I think this could lead us to a good point. We could talk about something more general without really getting into a debate that could generate discussions within our assembly. But what we could do is have a survey to be answered right at the same time, perhaps posting it on the wiki so that everybody can answer on two questions, and we can give them sufficient time to all ALSs, all the representatives, so that they can answer that right at that moment, and then we can have a representation of everything they want to say. Of course, there should be a limit in time. They cannot look at this for a very long time, but perhaps we can allow them 7 or 10 minutes or whatever we think is necessary within the assembly. This is something I'm just thinking about right now. But this could be really interesting for us to have it inside. And with this, we can also do some education to those ALSs that never write anything on the wiki. And perhaps it would be a good time for them to start using the wiki, and our assembly can have a certain degree of education, if you want to so call it. So please go ahead, Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Good afternoon and good evening to you all. I apologize for being so late, but I was at the doctor's and I was received very late, and it's raining in Buenos Aires, so I apologize. So I'm sorry to be late, especially because I don't really know what are the conclusions that you have reached or what is it that you have dealt with so far. Now, with respect to participation of all the ALSs, it will be virtually impossible. We have tried to deal, we want all of the issues to be dealt with at the assembly to be dealt with much in advance. The same applies to modifications to the procedure. So if somebody wants to discuss all of the procedures at the assembly, we will have another Costa Rica, and this is unacceptable. I think any person who wants to request the floor will take the floor. The chair of the GA, which would probably not be me, I mean, it is said in the bylaws that they can provide them 2 or 3 minutes. And also, when the time for the speakers exceeds that time, this can also, I mean, it can be determined that they should speak for a certain amount of time and not more than that. So this means that now I am more interested in trying to deal with issues such as how can each ALS participate and how can each member can provide more of their input, and we should deal more with this than with the amendment of the procedures, because otherwise we will die looking for amendments of the procedures and we will not deal with the substantial issues, which is why is it that nobody participates. So there are 2 or 3 issues there. Unfortunately, it's a bit late to deal with this, and I apologize again that I'm being late. I'm not sure if I'm saying something different, perhaps, to what you actually said. Because we opened the amendments to the procedures much earlier, and we haven't really attained a lot of participation, I would even take it out of the General Assembly. I would remove it from there, so that 1 month after the General Assembly, we can continue discussing these issues, and then at the Assembly, when we say, what is the best way, and this is what we should reach, what is the best way for each ALS and each member of the ALS to be involved, then I think we will get a better result if we deal with the changes to the rules of procedures later on. This is Sergio speaking. Let me say that what we were saying is that there has been a lot of interaction on the wiki, but we need a lot more. I talked to many of the organizations in our region yesterday, today, and the day before yesterday to see if they were able to read the proposal, if they were interested in participating. And there were many ILACs that I contacted, that I talked to, who told me they are studying the issue, so I think this is very interesting. But they all told me that they needed some time. Now, considering what happened in Costa Rica, which for all of us was a headache, really, I think it is necessary to take the necessary time, whatever is necessary, so that we can finish it. Now, the debate will happen anyway. And what we do know, and what Dev was proposing that I think is interesting, is the possibility to be able to have two issues to debate and discuss at the GA. So I actually framed this within the idea of being able to have just what everybody thinks, not really a debate, not a discussion, but this group should choose one or two topics to discuss and say what they want to say, what they think. And then perhaps instead of telling them what each of them thinks, because we actually are 40 ALSs and 2 minutes each is 80 minutes, and 1 minute each is still 40 minutes. So I think maybe if we add something else on the wiki and then in the middle of the assembly, when we have the time allotted to this, we can ask them to access the wiki and write these two questions in their own language. We have a translator that works really fine. People can write in their own language, and we don't really need to wait for them to access it. So perhaps we can ask those two questions so that they can answer them in writing, and this will allow us to work on this as well, because this is part of the discussion that we are having. So this is my report, and I ask you that you lower your hand, because Dev was first, and I'm now going to give the floor to Dev. So Dev, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Sergio. Dev and Ann speaking. Okay, well, at least the contentious issues of rules of procedure, we agree that we need more dialogues, and I think so, because fundamentally, I think that you know it's going down to the real issue of why we are here. In terms, when I say we are in at large, being involved in at large, in terms of providing policy input to ICANN policy issues. You know, to me, the rules of procedure don't really. To me, there's no real restriction that the rules of procedure place. So I'm glad to see that, you know, this the rules of procedure emphasis is not is not so critical for London. Otherwise, I think, yes, it would be just a repeat of Costa Rica, which was, well, Sergio said, indeed a great headache for me, for many. Again, I think if the questions can be circulated ahead of time, and maybe you know persons can reply on the wiki one time, and also well, again I'll have to say the chair will have to whoever is the chair of the assembly would have to really be very clear on well establishing the time limit. So I think that's it. I mean, I haven't heard from Niran or Roosevelt. I'm not sure Roosevelt's on the call anymore because I'm not seeing him in the AC room. So I'll stop there.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. Alberto, please take the floor now. This is Alberto speaking. I agree with Dev. Do see that I mentioned one of the items for the GA, which is how are we going to deal with the procedure for the participation of ALSs in each or in any topic being dealt with at the meetings? The custom should be that if there is a work group that has already issued a document, then everybody that is, this working group has worked for a very long time. Deb did something which is perfect. He takes whatever he does not agree with and he modifies this. That is, he says, I don't agree with this, and he justifies his disagreement. And then below that, he adds the paragraph that he suggests should be modified, in his opinion. So we have received another participation where somebody corrected and added a new document that has been completely corrected. Perhaps this has been modified in 5 or 10%, but we can't really read the whole thing, or the group cannot read the whole thing, not a single member and not the whole group. So in this assembly, we need to fix this procedure, and not as a custom, but actually as a rule, we should work that way. Thank you. This is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. We need to see still how is it that we're going to pose to ask those two questions. I would rather they not be asked orally, but they should be in writing, and I will insist in the fact that if at the assembly we can have some minutes for people to answer online, in the middle of the assembly, that would be nice. They could answer on the wiki these two questions. So it would be nice. I didn't really... Alberto is saying on the chat room, these questions cannot be asked during the assembly because of the time that is required. Can we have... So this is Sergio speaking now. Can we have a few, some time so that this can be answered? This is Alberto Sato speaking. It's not a problem if they are added, but the time to analyze them cannot be taken from time on the assembly, because if we have 40 ALSs, we have 80 answers. This is Sergio speaking. No, there's no analysis. There's no back and forth. It's one way. You ask the question, then people answer, and then the group will study them in the 1 or 2 months that we're going to take to work on this. Alberto speaking, I apologize, I misunderstood. Sergio speaking now. If you tell us that we can have 10 minutes or 7 minutes so that people in front of their computers, in the middle of the GA or wherever they are on this item, which could be the last item, if people can answer these two questions that we are asking, then it's going to be a very short questionnaire. We should not ask very long questions because we're not going to read them. The reply should be very concise. And if this is possible, then we could go on and work on this. So the specific question is, can we have 10 minutes that we can take for people to answer these two questions? This is Alberto writing on the chat room that this is Sergio speaking. Alberto is telling me that we can do this. There was an issue with Alejandro Pisanti. I can't really remember what is it that he said, but Alejandro Pisanti said, in one of the emails, in a formal email, he said that the working group should start working on the metrics request for each of the ALSs working. Alberto, please help me with this because I'm really lost. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I was typing, but I will repeat this because we don't really have much time. This is not a problem of the working group, because I already told Alejandro Pisanti that the agenda for the WG has already been defined, and we cannot modify it all the time. We will add this topic to deal with this very quickly, and then we will see how we can continue developing this after the GA. If this will go to the governance group or if a new group will be formed, this is something we're going to discuss after the GA. We cannot tie a specific topic that does not require urgency, because we need to deal with those issues that are urgent and are productive. I've already discussed this with Alejandro. He already said this. And I insist, I'm not sure if they will be on the governance group or not, but we will know this after the assembly. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you, Alberto, for your input. We are just reaching the top of the hour. We would like to thank the enormous efforts and contributions we had from staff and from our interpreters, both David and Veronica, who are here with us today. Unfortunately, our meetings, this meeting, has been undermined in participation, but not in productivity. So I suggest, Dev, if you can send, that is, these two questions that can happen, or these two questions that we can ask on the GA, can you please send this to the list, to the mailing list of the working group, and see if there's anybody else who could not be here on the call today. Maybe they can add something or they can add something else so that we can start putting this up. And we will be working on this in the next 2 days, the next few days before the assembly. This is off topic, but then, Dev, we won you on the football match the other time, so we hope we will be able to win the World Cup now, if we're lucky, and we will meet then and perhaps enjoy a match together in the next meeting that we're going to share in London. So, dear colleagues, these are the last seconds we're having, so I just want to say goodbye, and we will have a very good working day in London. I'm sure we will have to work a lot on this. I'm going to send another email to the list explaining how procedures are going to be dealt with. I think we're going to need some 2 months to continue working after London, and perhaps another 2 months to fine-tune the final proposal. This will probably be the work that we will need to consult in October or November. I think in October, November, we will really reach the meet the deadline. So we will meet then very soon in London. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks again to the interpreters.
Thank you very much, Dev.
Thank you, Dev. Good night.